This is SB Nation Radio from the new home of the Raiders. It's game night in Las Vegas.
It is game night, SB Nation Radio. Well, Jacksonville, where are you going to go here? It is a hot topic on Twitter at the moment because Blake Bortles, I guess, did not play very well at all. Ryan Day from our friends at Big Cat Country, SB Nation covering the Jaguars, joining us. Ryan, good evening. How are you?
Well, I just watched a Jaguars game, so not doing that well, Matt. How are you?
I'm okay. Obviously, I was on the air, so I did not have the pleasure of watching the 12-8 loss to Tampa Bay tonight. But by what I've seen on social media, it sounds like it was awful. Through your eyes, how bad was Blake Bortles?
Well, so let's take Ryan Fitzpatrick as a baseline.
Okay.
And he was worse than that. I mean, Doug Marrone came out after the game and said the quarterback position's up for grabs. And the only other two guys we have on the team are Chad Henne and Brandon Allen. That's how bad Blake Bortles was.
Wow. Well, what do you do? If you're the Jaguars here, do you go shopping? Do you call teams with backup quarterbacks? What would you like to see the Jaguars do to address this problem? Because they've done such a great job of addressing almost every other position except for quarterback.
Right. Well, and quarterback's the hardest to do. So, I mean, I get that it's not what's fixed. But what I would do is I would find, you know, Colin Kaepernick's phone number, and I would call him immediately.
Wow.
And I would bring him in for a meeting, and, you know, I would talk about some PR stuff about how to handle Jacksonville, that is a heavily Navy town. Mm. But I think Colin Kaepernick as a free agent is your best bet. You don't have to give up draft assets to get him. I think he fits in this offense. You know, he can lean on running game. He's far more accurate than Blake Bortles is. Like, statistically, like, he's better than Bortles in almost every category. And if you don't want to go the Kaepernick route, I would say you look at maybe, like, a Kansas City. You look at Alex Smith, you know, maybe giving up some, like, you know, second or third round draft picks for him. Maybe, like, a Brett Hundley. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to take, you know, a little bit more draft capital than I would want to give up.
I have a name for you.
Go for it.
A.J. McCarron.
No, dude. I mean, A.J. McCarron's like the only available guy that is worse than Bortles.
Wow. You think he's worse
awful.
Than Bortles? He's awful.
He's not good.
The only sample size you have for him is three games at the end of the regular season and one playoff game where he threw a pick at the end. That's all you have for him, though. I mean,
that's not all I have for him. What I have for him are, like, dozens and dozens of, like, dropbacks where I see him making one read and then panicking and, you know, throwing to, like, maybe the second guy. But, like, no, I don't want McCarron. If you make a move, it has to be someone that is obviously better than Bortles. McCarron is not obviously better than Bortles. He might be a hair better, but if you're going to make that drastic a move, you have to get someone who's obviously better.
Well, I guess my answer to that would be, if somebody who's not throwing interceptions, wouldn't that person be obviously better than Blake Bortles?
Well, Blake Bortles didn't throw interceptions tonight. So, touche. But no, I mean, but Blake Bortles did. I mean, Blake Bortles, here's the thing. Blake Bortles, you look at him on the box score tomorrow, and you'll be like, oh, he completed two-thirds of his passes. He got some good yards, blah, blah, blah. But then you actually look at the plays, and he's underthrowing receivers. He's overthrowing receivers. That's what A.J. McCarron might likely do. Alex Smith, no. I want third and five. I want a six-yard completion. And that's exactly what Alex Smith would do.
True.
On third and four, I want a five-yard run. That's what Colin Kaepernick would do. Like, that's the kind of quarterback I want to go after.
But the Chiefs are not going to give you Alex Smith because their backup quarterback is a first round pick who is not ready. So why would you punt on the whole season if you're the Chiefs but giving you their starting quarterback?
Because they're going 6-10 this year.
Wow. Like
do you really think the Chiefs are going to compete for the AFC West?
I think they'll be in conversation for a playoff berth for sure.
Well, I mean, that's really good because playoff seeds are determined by how many conversations they're in.
No, but like, I mean, I think they're going to win 8 games. I think they could win potentially 9 or 10 games depending on how things go. I mean, look, they beat the Broncos
last year.
The Raiders
are going 12-4. No, the Raiders are going like 11-5.
Okay.
Like the Chiefs are not. Here's the thing. Like the Chiefs will not win enough games in the AFC to get a playoff spot. And I think Andy Reid knows that. And I think he knows Mahomes is going to be like starting probably.
Patrick Mahomes is not ready to start in the NFL yet. I think everyone knows that. I mean, Mahomes is he's a huge arm, but that's about it. He played in a wide open for Texas Tech. He played in a drop back heavy offense. I mean, he's got to learn NFL progressions, and he's got a long way to go. They moved him up to the number twos to get him to play with better players, because the number threes, he was just not advancing his talents by playing with guys who weren't going to be good enough. I'd be shocked to see someone give you guys a starting quarterback of that nature.
Well, no. I mean, Alex Smith is a pipe dream. Like, I'm talking more about Colin is a pipe dream too. Maybe a Teddy Bridgewater, maybe a Brett Hundley, maybe a Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, I'd even go for like a Matt Moore at this point. Like,
that's possible.
Yeah. I mean. But if you're looking at Blake Bortles in the preseason, if you're listening to Doug Marrone say the quarterback position is up for grabs, then really you have to be looking at backups across the league.
Right.
Like even guys beat out by Jay Cutler. Like you have to be looking at those guys and saying, are they better than Blake Bortles? Are they better than Chad Henne? Maybe.
Yeah, I like Matt Moore. I think Matt Moore's got a raw deal in Miami just because of the past history with the head coach and the quarterback. So I think Matt Moore would be a nice target. And plus, he's just down the road, or just up the road, I guess. He knows the Florida area. So I wouldn't be opposed to you guys going out and trying to grab hold of him. Why is Kaepernick a pipe dream? Simply because of Florida and people really flipping out about Kaepernick's stance? Or is it the fact that they just don't want to go and spend starter money?
Yeah, I mean, far more liberal markets than Jacksonville have turned their nose up to Kaepernick. So, I mean, for anyone listening who's even heard of Jacksonville, like, knows that Jacksonville, very conservative market. They went Trump. They're a red city or a red county. And so, like, that's just not going to play that well. So that's why you kind of have to say, like, okay, Kaepernick would be a very good option, but we have to look at the, 3, 4, 5 options other than him.
What about Tim Tebow?
God, why, man?
Because he's from Jacksonville and you guys have, and he'd be handing off the ball to Fournette and just, tell him not to throw the ball, just hand the ball off to Fournette and let him run.
Now, here's the thing about Tim Tebow. Like, Tim Tebow has awful mechanics. He's not a very good quarterback, but somehow he still wins games.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how that happens. So if your strategy is let's just see what happens and maybe supernaturally we'll win some games, great. I don't think Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone are your let's just see what supernaturally happens guys.
But is their plan to just try to hope that one of the guys in camp right now plays better? Or do you see Tom Coughlin going shopping now that Blake Bortles has turned into kind of an internet meme and people are now making fun of him like crazy?
Well, outside of Jacksonville, now they're making fun of him like crazy. I mean, we've been making fun of him for like, 18 months. No, Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone are very much, you develop the guys you have, they're in that mindset. They're not going to like get someone after week two of the preseason. The most likely option is Chad Henne is starting week one.
Wow. Now, what's funny about this story from afar is, Allen Robinson got caught saying under his breath about Blake Bortles throwing in bounds, bro. We saw a social media post where it was six quarterbacks who replaced Blake Bortles getting liked by a Jacksonville player on social media. What's the locker room like?
The locker room is probably a little reflective of what, Jacksonville fans are like. Like, Jalen Ramsey has been around Blake Bortles for a year. More than any of us have.
Right.
And, Allen Robinson's been with him since the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, they see And Bortles has always been an awful practice player. And the kick has been like, oh, just wait for him to get in the game because he'll produce. And in 2015, he kind of produced. He had good stats, but when you break it down, it was, you know, pretty Garbage inconsistent time. And awful. Yeah. Last year was the breaking point. So it's, you know, they see practice bad. They see 2016 bad. And I just think these guys like A-Rob, Jalen, they're playmakers. They're really good players. And I think they're hanging out. And I just think in casual conversation, they're like, man, if we just had like someone, you know, if we just had Matt Moore, like we could compete. And that's just like a pretty damning statement. But like, I think that's what they're talking about.
I completely and totally agree. Well, Ryan, listen, we'll check back in with you probably in a week or so, and we'll see where this team is, because it sure sounds like Blake Bortles is not going to be the starting quarterback for this team come week number one. We appreciate the time tonight, bud. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks a lot. Go Jaguars.
Ryan Day, SB Nation's great site covering the Jaguars, Big Cat Country. Check it out. I'm sure they'll have a lot on Blake Bortles. Ugly, ugly, ugly nights for Blake Bortles and that Jacksonville Jaguars offense. More to come on that next, SB Nation Radio.